Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
mountain, Jimmy, and you know you got to break free. You got to shake yourself loose. Every burden, every stronghold and soul tie, shake yourself loose. Break free. Be free today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It is you that made us free, oh God, that we are free indeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shake yourself loose. Glory to God. Father God, we come to give you our praise, glory, and honor today. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but when they opened up the doors and said, come on in, I went in expecting God to do it. I went in to receive all that God had for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that you serve a God that you can expect God to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm here to say that he won't fail you. Hallelujah. He won't fail. All things are possible through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be faithful to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah, oh God, we come to praise you in spirit and truth today, oh God. Oh Lord, we come opening up our channels of our spirit to receive from you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace on today in the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for doing it for us. Thank you for countless worthy to receive, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. And I just can't hide it. Ah, yeah, ah, yeah, ah, yeah. As the song says, I'm about to lose control. Hallelujah. Because God has done it for me. You don't understand. See, people don't understand your praise. Hallelujah. You know, they don't understand your shout. They don't know what you've been through. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, don't worry about people and what they think. Open up your mouth and shout and give God praise and glory because you know what God did for you. You know you couldn't get out and let God help you. You know you couldn't get healed and get God healed you. You know that it wouldn't go happen unless God did it for you. I want you to shout, praise the Lord God for being for me, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? I want you to understand and know that every day of your life, hallelujah, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Lord, thou creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come, Lord God, to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth, oh God. According to your word in John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit, hallelujah, witness to our spirit the truth. The truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, hallelujah, and we are saved. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for one more time today. You are welcome to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad that you chose this hour and time to be here with me to touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ and understanding the power in agreement. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. Open up your mouth, Minister Duck. So good to see my sister and I. Minister Kimberly Ralph. But hallelujah, open up your mouth and shout and give God a praise. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. I just thank him for the joy. I'm telling you, I keep telling people, give me joy. I don't need happiness. Happiness is a controlled emotion. Because if I only had happiness, I'd be mad right now. So I have this joy, Jesus. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I thank you, God, for the joy. I thank you, God. You. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's my shout.
Glory to God. You said something powerful, mighty right there. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. You said some power right there, Minister Rufford. The
thank
joy
you,
of the Lord.
Thank
hallelujah. You said, everybody don't have anything else but
strength.
The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on.
You can be born today, but you have the key word to say is the Lord. The
come
joy
on.
Of the
hallelujah.
Lord. The joy, not of the world, Jesus. Not of money, not of food, but
my
the joy
God.
Of the
my
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Will carry you through some situations when it should take you out, when you should lose your mind, but the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have fucking power right there. I'm going to eat on it all day. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to walk in the joy of the Lord. I'm going to eat in the joy of the Lord. I'm going to be free in the joy of the Lord. I'm going to love my family. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. God bless you, my Lord, my God. The joy of the Lord has kept us. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't know everybody's phone number here, but I'm going to call the ones I know for sure that will open up and shout with me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Darvina, Darvina Dudley, open up your mouth and say, give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you for waking us up, God. Just thank you for another
thank
day,
you,
God,
Lord.
For trusting you more. I just thank God for
Jesus.
The peace that I'm in right now, Lord. Just thank you right
Hallelujah.
Now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. I just ask you to joy inside of us all, God,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ and
yes,
Nazareth, God.
In the mighty
I'm just
name
so
of
thankful
Jesus,
for what
God.
He's doing in my life
yes,
and what he's doing
Lord.
In others' lives.
My
I just
God.
Thank God for ordaining the conversation
you,
I had earlier with my
yes,
sisters
yes,
and making it right with them in the mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth.
Jesus.
I just thank you for opening the door that I went in
thank
and you showed me favor today. I just want to say thank you, God. Just thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. He worked it already out, and I'm up here worrying about it. I just need to
yes,
have the peace that he gave me on today. In
Jesus'
name, amen.
Amen,
Lord.
To God. We thank God for what you've done, Father God. For your daughter saying, God, you turn that thing around. I want you to know who you are. We serve a God to turn around. He will turn that thing around just when you think you're about to fall down. We talked about this on yesterday. When you're praying and you're in that place of prayer, of trusting and believing God to do it, God will answer your prayers while you're still praying. Hallelujah. You can decree and declare even right now, God, as we're on this line, that breakthrough is already happening, that healing is taking place, that deliverance is taking place, that people are being free right now in the name of Jesus Christ, because you're in that place where God can meet you, where God can bless you, where God can heal you, where God can deliver you. You're in that place of believing and trusting God in heaven's faith. People say, well, Pastor, where is that place? That place is faith right there. Hallelujah. You can have faith in your car, faith on your job, faith in the jail, faith in the hospital, and God will meet you there, and he will bless you. He will heal you. He will bring you out, hallelujah, in a wealthy place, in the name of Jesus Christ. But you got to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, I'm so excited. Oh, God, sometimes if you've been on the show before in service with us, I get so excited I can't even come down. I'm on 10 all the way to 5 o'clock. We have our next time. But I'm so excited because when you understand the power that you have and the authority that God has given you, the devil can't stand before you. He has to flee. When you decree and declare, it is written in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil has to go. He has to stop touching you and your children, your finances, your business, all that you have. He has to get off your health and you be healed and delivered. When you know the power and authority that God has given you, you can shake yourself loose and be free, and free indeed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you. If there's someone on the line today and you want to shout with us, hallelujah, you want to give your testimony, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, or you just want to thank God for what he's already done, hallelujah, because when you look back over your life and you see what God has brought you from, or you see what God has brought your children from, when you see what God has brought your husband from, in the name of Jesus Christ, your mother from, you can't do nothing but shout glory, hallelujah, if it had not been, hallelujah, for God on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. All you got to do is press 1. We love to hear from you today. Press 1 and open up your heart and shout. See, the enemy wants us to be quiet. There's a time and a season for us to get silent, but the enemy wants us to be quiet. He doesn't want us to open up our mouth because he knows when we open up our mouth, he got to go. When you open up your mouth and you know what to say, that's the thing. When you know what to say and you know how to use those weapons of warfare, the enemy gets scared. So if you can keep your mouth closed because he got you angry, so now you don't want to speak. He got you shy. Now you don't want to speak. He got you ashamed. Now you don't want to speak. But there's a trying to open up your mouth, hallelujah, and you got to speak to that thing that's been plaguing you for years. You got to speak to that thing that's been holding you down for years. You can't get free. You can't move. You can't progress. You can't receive the goodness of the Lord because you won't open up your mouth, hallelujah. You got to shout it even when you don't want to. You got to just say, thank you, God. I know I don't feel good right now, but Lord, I trust you, Lord God, for healing. I know I don't look right, baby, huh? But Lord, I trust you. I just want to say, thank you. And when you do that, believing and trusting, and in that place of faith, God will move, hallelujah. The Bible says he will not lie. He's a God that will not lie, hallelujah. So I want you to do that today. Open up your mouth and shout and just thank him. Glory, hallelujah. The last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm going to call it, and I'll open up your line. I want you to open up your mouth and shout and give God praise and glory, hallelujah. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 2434. Welcome to the shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give God our praise, glory, and honor.
Amen. I just want to give God the praise and honor. This is Sister Clarissa Richard Robertson. I heard a couple of things. Sister Evangelist Kimberly said that we talked about the keys of joy, and then I heard you also say
Jesus.
That it's already been given to us. And some of the things that God was showing me this morning, that The keys of heaven, the keys of the kingdom of heaven have already been given to us. And so a lot of times God has shown me that we're praying for these keys, but Jesus has already given them to us. And that's what the enemy doesn't want us to know, because we already have the power and the authority to bind these things. And so we just need to know that, because with these things, you know, we don't want to have any confusion that we don't have the power yet, because it's already been given to us.
Come on now.
And so that was my praise shout today, that it's already done, it's already been given. We just have to go forth and exercise our rights, you know, that the enemy has been empowering us illegally. You know, he's been convincing us of things that are not of the kingdom. And so sometimes we are enemies of ourselves, because we are
It's true.
And so sometimes we're you know, we're hindering ourselves progress towards where God wants us to be in our purpose in life. And I just wanted to say thank you, Lord, for that victory today, that it's already done. And I just wanted to encourage somebody that you already have the power.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, sister, God bless you. Thank you again for giving your testimony, giving the word that God is putting in your mouth to encourage every believer today in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for you. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God continue to be your strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the season to come, may doors be open that no man can close, and doors that God has closed, no man can open again. In the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, all that you love, all that you're concerned about, and all that you will have, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it shall be no other way. God bless you. God keep you. Again, thank you for your word of today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to already know that you already have it. See, that's what the devil wants you. That's what we're saying. When you know that what you have, see, we got so much. Can you imagine having that thing already in your possession and not even realizing it? So somebody has to come and put it up. You got what you need. It's right there all alone. And you go, oh, my God. You mean I've been here suffering and going through, and I had the tools, I had what I needed to come out of this place? You mean to tell me I had the keys to unlock these gates and get out of this prison? You mean to tell me they already been on me and with me the whole time? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, that's the enemy, the trick of the enemy, to get you distracted. See, if he can get you distracted with so many things of the world, then you don't realize that you got what you need already. So you're searching for something already that you have. But that's the trick of the enemy today. Glory to God. Thank you, sister, for that word today. Hallelujah. I want to welcome. I said, must be a new guest here on the show. Last four digits of your phone number is 2089. Welcome to the shop. Open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory, and a shout. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hello, hello, hello. This is.
I know that boy. Dr. Young. It got to be you.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Glory to God. Welcome, sister.
That's me. That's me. Kim, my sis Kim invited me on, and the 23rd, 23rd, I was hit by a drunk driver and just God has the final say so. In this accident, I could have died approximately 3 times in the impact.
Jesus.
But how many of you know that when the Father has work for you to do,
come on, man.
whatever the enemy's plan is,
Jesus,
will be annihilated. And that's why I tell people to obey God. No matter what you may face,
Jesus,
don't deviate from the plan God has for your life.
Jesus. So
I'm thankful today that what could have been didn't happen. So then let me know that God still has more work for me to do.
Amen.
And so I'm thankful to be alive today.
Glory to God.
I don't want to preach to y'all today. I just want to give a testimony, because you know I can go there, but I'm just wanted to come on and give a testimony. And
Jesus,
they told it out of my truck, and you know,
Jesus,
something that can be replaced. But can I tell y'all, he upgraded.
Come on, glory, hallelujah.
He upgraded. I give God glory. I went from the Nissan to the Mercedes.
Come on now.
And I'm not saying it in a way of that I think that I've arrived somewhere, because anybody that truly know me, no, I don't care anything about materialistic stuff. I care about the souls of the people. But the Bible says that he will reward those who diligently seek after them. And if we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it's a given that he's going to add some things unto us. And so, what I want to share with y'all today is to simply obey God and trust him. What could have been a tragedy was triumphant for me.
Amen.
And God is showing himself, because I don't know who this is for. You may get discouraged. You may have been to the point that, you know, you're tired of doing ministry because it just seems like you're left behind, but you're not.
Jesus.
Because God can take my favorite scripture I live by, Romans 8:28. Anybody
know
that scripture? It's going to work out for your good. And
so
I want to encourage you today is to trust the Father. No matter what you're facing, and obey
him. What you're facing.
No matter what no matter what it looks like. You know, be true to your call. Don't be a counterfeit to your kingdom assignment.
Amen.
Don't worry
about
what everybody else is doing. You do what the Father has told you to do, and follow the instruction that the Father has given you. You know, just obey God. So I'm thankful today to be alive. I'm really, really thankful. To be alive, and when you can almost die three times in one incident, one from the impact of the truck because of the drunk driver, number two, from the fumes in the truck because the truck about to catch fire, and all I remember saying is, Father, help me get out because the electrical system of my truck shut down. And I said, Father, help me get out of here, because one side I couldn't even get out. Okay, and so I end up rolling over to the other side of the passenger side after I said, Father, help me get out of here.
Lord,
and that door opened, and I end up on the ground in the middle of 59 freeway. And the woman that actually I hit her from the back jumped out of the car and told the people to stop the traffic so that they didn't run over me. And so that represents to me the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Amen.
And the Holy Spirit.
We thank God
and Jesus
for your testimony. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have power.
God bless you.
I think this is power. So I just, I'm done.
Absolutely.
I thank y'all for having me on, sharing my testimony. But whoever that's
We thank God for you. We thank God for you.
Yeah, just be obedient.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. I pray that God will continue to keep you, strengthen you, pour into you mighty like never before, to increase the anointing that's on your life even more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you, Dr. Yo. You know, we're always glad to have you. God bless you, sister. Amen. You know, sometimes we go through things, and you know, we get to a point where we just stop trusting God. You know, we don't think God is going to do it, but when you trust God and you follow the instruction that God gives you, and you just keep walking and walking. See, this right here, this is a walk of faith. You got to continue to walk this walk. This not a diet. This not a, you know, you get it and that's it and you go. You know, no, this is all day, every day, in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to dedicate your whole life to Christ, not just some of your life, but your whole life to Christ, and know that when you're in the situation, when it looks like it's no way out, God will send. God, the Bible tells that God will lift up his spirit, will lift up a standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. And Dr. Yo gave a scripture, you all, and I want to give you all the scriptures in case you don't know it. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I want you to know that no matter what it looks like, I thank Dr. Yo for that scripture today, that all things work together for the good of those who love him. Now you got to understand, if you're that person, know that it's all going to work out for your good. Hallelujah. God bless you. I want to invite the rest of my sisters on right now that just came on not too long ago to the shout that's always backing me up. I want to welcome my cousin Brenda Gale Carter to the show. Open up your mouth, sister, and give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks and to the Lord for
Good. Yes,
because
it is.
His mercy endureth forever.
Forever.
testimony. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
And I see the pain as preparation to where God is taking you. So that's good.
Amen.
God bless, God bless, God bless. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
so
you, Lord.
This is
God bless you.
Give us
yes,
this
Lord.
Day, Lord God, our daily bread.
Yes, God. We
and
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God for all his blessings. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you,
amen
Lord.
And amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Brenda. God, we bless you. Oh, God, we just thank you so much for your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Hallelujah. Each and every day we get new mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show, Sister Connie. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was up. Distracted just a little bit, but I got back on track. And got back on this line.
Amen.
It helps me through my day. I need this.
Amen.
But I only want to say the one thing, you know, I'm still on that trust and have faith because
amen.
I do my best talking to God when I'm in my car and I got my radio off and I'm driving and I'm always talking to him or I'm always thinking about something. Now, some things I bring to him, some things I don't. And do you know the things that I was thinking about that I did not bring to him? He did.
Jesus.
He did. And I
have to
just smile. I'll be smiling all the way. I'll just be smiling. He just, he did it. I didn't even ask him. And he did it.
Mm-mm-mm.
I was just thinking about it. And he did
Jesus.
It.
Amen. Because you're in that place of believing and just trusting God with all of you. You know, trusting God with all that you are in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for you. We thank God for your word, your testimony. God bless you, Sister Connie. Thank you all for being on the show. I want to just pray that a long prayer, and then I'm going to give you the message today. I'll wrap up with the prayer. The message today, you all, is discover the power of silence. Discover the power of silence. The Bible says in Psalm 62 and 1, truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. So the world seems you all to grow louder day by day, and our senses seem to be invaded at every turn. If we allow the distractions of glamorous society to separate us from God's peace, we do ourselves a profound disservice. Instead, we should carve out moments of silence amid the sea of noise. If we are to maintain righteous minds and compassionate hearts, we must take time each day for prayer and for meditation. We must make ourselves still in the presence of our Creator. We must quiet our minds and our hearts so that we might sense God's will and his love. So even if your appointment book is filled from cover to cover, take time for silence. Take time for silence, you all. You should always have at least one serious chat with your Creator every day, God Almighty, our Lord, our Savior. He deserves it, you all. And so, by the way, do you. The Bible, Billy Graham once said this, nothing can calm our souls more or better prepare us for life's challenges than time spent alone with God. So your daily prayer should be, dear Lord, help me remember the importance of silence. Help me discover quiet moments throughout the day so that I can sense your presence and your love. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for one more time in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come today to your holy mountain. Let the blessed of Zion be upon your children in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to Zion. Lord, command your blessings, even life forevermore for us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for us and our family members. Let your presence be upon our life continually. Let your blessings be continue. Let us receive the blessings and favor of Zion right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's no mountain as holy as Zion. We are standing to dwell at your holy hill, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Zion is your habitation. We dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every lasting door be upon our head right now. But we've come to Zion on today, oh God, acting and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ by faith. Let gladness and joy overtake our life. Let sorrow and sadness flee away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us today. Let our soul be like a water garden so that we will sorrow no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you, God, that you heard our prayers and you answered our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, oh God. We give it all over to you right now. We cast out our cares and fears and worries down, oh God. We give it over to you today, oh God. We we leave it and we pick up peace and we walk in it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to wrap up this 30-minute of shout. We thank God. We give God our praise, glory, and honor, all the admiration. We exalt his name above all names. For there's no one greater than you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, everyone on the line today, I bless you right now. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we are saved, delivered. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we are free and that we are here today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. You all have a wonderful day in the Lord. Join us on tonight in the right here at 845-277-9213, which is our midweek service. Hallelujah. Me and my husband will be here on the line tonight just doing what God has called us to do. We're back here on the shout with Monday through Thursday at 12 noon from 12 to 12:30. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have peace. Walk in peace. You have it. Joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah, that only God can hear. Thank you for tuning in to the shout. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yeah.
Look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear that.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace.